Grandpa Still Remembers and Paul's Parables present stories by Auntie Winnie, my sister, who was a missionary in South Africa.
Hi, I'm Winnie. Here you are, stories about anything, written especially for kids in South Africa.
Episode 6, Beginnings. Ready for our story, kids? How did they ever get all the animals into the ark? And how ever will the ark float with no water? It's raining. The ark towered over the whole town, three stories high, 1.5 football fields long, shiny black with tar all over it. Mr. and Mrs. Lion sauntered up the ramp just before daybreak and went down to the bottom deck. Two leopards, tigers, hyenas, and wolves followed them. Mr. and Mrs. Bear waddled in.
"Find us a nice quiet corner to sleep in, honey. I'm not moving until this is all over."
They went down to the dark lower deck, too. Shem and Shana had been up since daylight piling straw in the rooms in the middle deck, trucking in sacks of corn and oats.
"Watch out, Shana! The elephants are coming into your stall there. Don't get squished."
Shana patted Mrs. Elephant's trunk, and she lightly touched Shana with the tip of her trunk.
"Shem, she kissed me."
This must be how the animals were long ago. You know, when Adam named them in the garden and they were all friends. The two monkeys hopped off Giraffe's back where they had been hitching a ride and scampered over to Shem and Shana, checking their pockets for good things to eat.
"Off with you, rascals," laughed Shem. "Go find yourselves a corner, or count who is here. We still need camels and zebras, springbok, and all the rest of the antelope."
"They'll come this evening, I would guess, sweetheart, when they've grazed and are looking for a safe place to rest. I'm so glad you married me, Shem. I worry about all the people who don't believe God is going to judge them. What if they mob the ark and try to get in when it starts raining?"
"I don't know, dear, but I believe God has a good plan."
All that day, animals came to the ark. Buffalo, rhino, hippopotamus, warthog and porcupine, always in pairs. Each pair found a comfortable stall or corner of the ark to settle in. The kids of the town watched from a safe distance.
"Here comes zebra, springbok, hartebeest, eland, donkeys, all two by two. This is amazing. What if they go down by the lions? Man, I wouldn't get in that thing for anything. They're all gonna eat each other up."
"They'll get tired of it and come back out soon. Wait and see." Mrs. Noah organized their rooms on the top deck by the windows and stored all the food, clothes, and blankets in the cupboards Noah and Ham had made.
"What will we do about water, dear?"
"That's one thing you won't have to worry about. We've made tanks all along both sides, and we'll just catch the rainwater."
"You keep talking about rain. Water coming down from the sky? That's hard to imagine."
"Noah."
"Yes, God?"
"Today, you move into the ark and take 7 pairs of all the sheep and cows and goats. Take some extra horses. Make sure you have food of every kind enough for all the animals. Take seeds to plant when the flood is over and food enough to last until you harvest next time. I'm sending the rain this week." The Noahs moved out of their house into the ark. They brought their flocks and horses in. Animals kept coming, and pairs of every kind of bird flew in the open windows on the top deck.
"I'm glad those noisy hadidas and kachis and crows
went to the other end from our house," said Jemima. "Now I understand why the ark had to be so big. Have you noticed what good friends the monkeys are with our dogs and cats?" Ham laughed. "They just want their share of the handouts. What I've been wondering is how we are going to close that huge ramp from the inside. I'll ask Shem if he can figure out some ropes and pulleys." The sixth night, God closed the huge ramp of the ark. And in the morning, the rain began. Thunder crashed and lightning split the trees. Rain poured down in sheets, and soon little rivers ran from pool to pool and lakes grew. Water gushed in fountains from the earth, and in 1 week it covered all but the highest mountains. For 40 days and nights solid it rained, and every bit of land was covered with meters of water. Every living land creature on earth drowned. And then the rain stopped, and the wind blew, and the sun shone. After 7 months, the ark slop stopped floating and rested on the top of Ararat Mountain. In another 3 months, Noah's family could see other mountain tops from the windows of the ark. Noah sent a raven out, and it never returned. He sent out a dove, but she came back. "Well, I guess it's still too wet out there. Okay, let's leave the Noah family in the ark. They're beginning to think they'll never get out. What do you think?" Bye for now.